is the appeal for 1424 Clay Point Road. And what we'll do is go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record. Then you'll have your time to let us know what you think the value should be and why. We can talk about the different components, the different buildings. However, the board may have some questions for you about the property. Once we get through that process, we will recess and the board will deliberate, come up with a decision on what the value should be, send you a change of assessment notice, or result of grievance notice, and it'll be by certified mail. And we're getting those turned around in about 2 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks, so you should get it relatively soon. By state statute, we have to send them out within 14 days of the close of the hearings. So if the hearings are scheduled to close the 13th, 14 days after that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go around the room.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Burrows.
Jessica Edelman.
Great. So let's begin.
Great. Okay.
I know I don't have a lot of time, so I'll be quick. As I said, this property is a little interesting because it is one of two lots that I acquired in foreclosure, and I have since changed, moved the property lines. It used to be two similar sized properties, and then I think 6 years, 4 years,
I think it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think 5 years ago in 2021, we basically moved the property line that was basically dividing everything in half and wrapped it around the main house, which is right on the road, and it is the 1422 Clay Point Road. That is now a 1 acre or less than 1 acre piece. And the remaining acreage of 28 acres forms the other 1424 Clay Point Road. And that basically left that large piece with no traditionally primary residence because we cut that basically off. And it currently has three livable apartments on it. One is attached to the horse barn, one is above a garage, and the third one is a seasonal little camp. The third is a seasonal little camp that
where is Clay Point Road?
Does that help? I just don't see Clay Point Road. See it on. Oh, there we go. Okay. Yes. So the property that we're talking about is this big Vermont, in the size of the shape of in the shape of the state of Vermont, and this very small little piece is the one that I was just referring to. That's 1422 that was basically divided off. That one received a about 100% increase in the assessed value over last year's, whereas 1424, the one that I'm here about, which is the 28 acres with the three apartments, or two apartments and the little camp, was increased by 200% from last year's assessed value was $334,300, and this year's assessment is $1,012,000. The increase by 200% is obviously more than what I see for everybody else's property, so I was scratching my head why that could have been happening. I suspect that it is a mistake because I received this letter from June 18th, like everybody else, that references my prior assessment as $551,600, which in fact is incorrect. It was $334,000.
Mm-hmm.
An increase of this erroneous amount by 100% would have probably brought it up very close to what I was assessed with, which is $1,012,000. So if that is the case, then we have an easy answer why my property
that the prior value on that letter for some reason pulled from the wrong field.
Uh-huh.
So that pulled from a field from prior to 2021. So
yes,
that's why that is, but it didn't have any reason or any effect on the current value.
Oh, okay. All right. So that checks off my first suspicion. If that is not the case, then yes, indeed, I looked that up as well. So the 551 was the assessed value before 2021, and then 2022 through 2025, the assessed value for this property was $334,000. Since 2022, or 2025, I guess, I have not made any changes to the property. However, I had submitted a request for a building permit for a barn, which is also on the lister's card as a 25-foot-by-30-feet barn for an amount of $25,000. That was never built because the estimate actually came in as completely through the roof and not affordable for me. So I don't know if that has had any influence on the increased value. Other than that, we haven't changed anything on the property. Also, I think noteworthy is, I know that property values have gone up, and that when I talked to the GIS person, she said maybe that's what it was. And that is indeed the case. However, this property is on the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources map shown with significant wetlands on it, which between that and the dense forest that is also protected, there's really no developable land here, and the really the character of this parcel could be described as agricultural. There's 8 horses on the property, 2 old barns there still from when it was a camp actually. The only other building that I built, but this is years ago and should not have affected it now, was this big step, but I'm just mentioning it anyways, is a I built a cover over the outdoor riding arena, and for I have no access to the old lister's card. On this lister's card, this is appraised appraised as $199,000. If I had paid that much for it, I probably wouldn't have built it, but it also makes the cover over the riding arena the highest, the most expensive building on the entire property. So I definitely would like to dispute that. I don't know if that was on the previous lister's cards as well, but I am just going through my list trying to figure out what explains this 200% increase of this property. So I think I talked about the wetlands. There is hydric soils in all the pastures, and actually Mr. Mendel, my predecessor, had a whole wetland project on the property where they identified additional wetlands when he tried to start cutting trees and had actually had him replanted a lot of trees. So I guess in summary, I think this property is different than probably most residential properties. The land is unusable, undevelopable, has not changed in character, is mostly wetlands, and the buildings on the property are all definitely, I don't know the different categories, but lower standards, what was it called? Below average. So I think all of this underlines that an increase by 200% is out of proportion. And I'm welcoming any questions.
What do you think the value is?
I would place it, as we are looking at the properties around us, and of course I also went on Zillow and looked at that. I would think it's right around 500,000. That's probably fair, given what's on there, and given that it's in Colchester. But I don't see any evidence that why it would be assessed at more than 500,000.
Are you willing to leave the map?
I am willing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And do you want me to just?
Yes, that would be helpful.
So this
outline your boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have an estimate on the cost of the arena? Or how much that cost you to build?
Yeah, that I do. Not what it would be to rebuild, right? What you
paid to build it, yeah.
This was before building prices went up like crazy. Mm-hmm. I could have never afforded otherwise. I think we spent 80,000, including all the, because it does have a roof, and mm-hmm. that part was expensive. Mm-hmm. But it is literally, just to give you an idea, it is basically, there's like no slab, or it is basically posts that mm-hmm. have been sunk in the ground with sauna tubes, and then rafters that are holding a roof over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for people that like to ride when it's either too hot or too cold, because mm-hmm. it protects you from the elements, but it is not really a building. Mm-hmm. It is more of a cover.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the covers that you put your car under, or, you know, I could put some great solar
on it.
It's
like a pole barn without any slab.
Yes, and even without really walls, right?
Yeah,
it is more of a roof on posts.
Open air.
With some, like, you know, there's like half walls on the side that are kind of like stabilizing the mm-hmm. posts, but it's not, I wouldn't call it a building or a barn.
What would you estimate it cost today to build?
Probably more than that, more than the 80,000. I would say probably 130. I mean, I'm talking out of my stomach, I'm not a builder, but I feel like everything has, building costs have like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's okay. Why I didn't build my barn. I thought it was gonna be 15,000, and it was like 2.5 times that much. Also, people don't work for free anymore.
Okay.
That is the problem.
Mm.
And are all these buildings year-round?
That building is actually not really year-round. There's really not hardly people that want to live like that in winter. But
does it have heat in it?
It does have heat, yeah. Yeah, because no, how it is in Vermont. I mean, it's always cold.
And plumbing.
But yeah, it has plumbing and it has heat. It just is more of a, that used to be the riding instructor's cabin when it was still a camp.
Okay.
And it's the last remaining cute building.
That's this one.
There's a family of skunks living under it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was very much appreciated by the tenants.
And this one is year-round.
That is year-round. Yeah, that is, you can't really tell, but this is really, the barn starts right there.
Oh, okay.
So it's like one long building, one half is barn, the other half is a little apartment.
A little apartment.
Yeah. And then there's a third building that I don't know that, I didn't get the photo of it.
Well, I think there was
it's
a
just
photo
this, yeah. This. So that's a, it's like a garage building where they put an apartment.
Apartment overhead.
Up top, exactly. And downstairs is, or even ground is
and you're renting
garage.
Those spaces?
The upstairs, yeah.
And can you tell us how much you get for rent?
Oh, yeah.
All these places?
I can. So the people that live with me all, they also kind of work with me in the barn, so
it's not really fair market rent.
Well, it's not really for market rent. These people are paying $1,400,
mm-hmm.
And then I have a girl in the other apartment that is
this one or in the
yeah.
one next to the barn.
She kind of no, the other one. She is only there for another month. She was paying me $1,200, and then the girl that works in, that lives in here. In you know, the warmer months,
mm-hmm.
She just helps me out in the barn. It's I don't really
do it. Okay. And do you have public water?
No.
You have well water.
We have well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I moved here from Germany 30 years ago, and the woman who owned it was an absolute mentor and sweetheart and took me under her wing, and I just helped her with her barn. She treated me like that.
Yeah,
I mean, great. I didn't live there, I was married, but I was allowed to always come and help, and I'm just trying to do that, like, continue it that
forward.
Same way, and that's also why we divided off. The main house is a real house, and there's a real family living in there, and I'm actually hoping to sell that, because, you know, these I don't live there, and property taxes are expensive, and insurance and all of that. So that's kind of my long-term plan, is to maintain the spirit on this property and mm-hmm. sell the other one, my tenants that have, and they actually want to buy it, so it works out great.
Any other questions?
I don't have any questions.
Good.
Okay.
So we're going to recess, and we'll deliberate. We'll send you a notice in the mail 2 to 3 weeks.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.